It was Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday nights he always spent with Jen. Jesse looked at his watch, 4:20. He took a deep breath. Okay, he said, let's see if we can make this thing work out. Molly was in the room, as she always was when they'd arrested a woman. She leaned against the wall beside Suitcase Simpson. Seated in front of Jesse in two straight-backed chairs were an unattractive man and woman who smelled strongly of alcohol. The woman had an evolving bruise on her cheekbone under her left eye. Her lower lip was fattening. There's nothing to work out, the man said. He was a middle-sized man with a beard and curly black hair. It made what showed of his face look very pale. His aviator glasses were gold-framed and tinted amber. It's 4:20 in the afternoon and you're both drunk, Jesse said. You never had a few drinks? And you were rowdy enough to cause the bartender at the Sevens to call us. We had a fucking argument, the man said. You never had a fucking argument with somebody? And when Officer Simpson arrived, you were punching out your wife in the parking lot. I wasn't punching her out, the man said. How many times did he hit you, ma'am? Jesse said to the woman. The woman shook her head. There's some evidence on your face for at least twice, Jesse said. He didn't hit me, she said. Jesse glanced up at Simpson. I saw him hit her twice with his right fist, Simpson said. Molly said, when Suit called it in, I checked the computer. This is the third time they've been in here. Same occasion, Jesse said. Yes. And we let it go, why? Mrs. Snyder wouldn't file a complaint, Molly said. How about this time, Jesse said to Mrs. Snyder. He didn't hit me, she said. Sure he did, Jesse said. Didn't you, Mr. Snyder? Snyder shook his head. I didn't hit her. Jesse put his left elbow on the arm of his swivel chair and rested his chin in the palm of his left hand. He looked at the Snyders for a while without speaking. Then he spoke to Molly. There's three times we know about, Jesse said. How many times you suppose it happened and we didn't know about it? It's usually a lot more than is reported, Molly said. You got no right talking about us like that, Snyder said. We didn't do anything but have a few drinks and get in a little squabble. The word came out, squabble. I know the feeling, Jesse thought. Molly, he said, I think you better take Mrs. Snyder down to Channing Hospital emergency room and get her face cleaned up. It's okay, Mrs. Snyder said. It'll be fine. And while she's there, have them examine her whole body. Hey, Snyder said, what are you going to do, strip her down? Soup. Put Mr. Snyder in a cell for his own protection until he's sober. I ain't drunk. I ain't going to no drunk tank. No way I'm letting you take her down to the fucking hospital and make her strip. I don't want to go to the hospital. Jesse got up from behind his desk and walked around and stood in front of them and leaned his hips on the front edge of the desk. What's your first name, Mr. Snyder? Jerry. Jerry, we got you for assault. I didn't assault nobody. We have the bruised victim. We have the eyewitness testimony of a police officer, and I'll bet we could find some bruising on your knuckles. Snyder looked quickly at his hands and caught himself and looked quickly away. We got plenty of grounds for putting you in jail. Not for doing nothing, you don't. But we're trying not to turn this into something bigger than it is, Jesse said. So, you'll have to sit it out here for a couple of hours while we get some medical opinion on the extent of the damage. You can't arrest me. I don't got a lawyer. We're not arresting you, Jerry. We're detaining you in the interest of public safety and your own. You're too drunk to be out loose. I won't go in no jail cell, Snyder said. He stood up, his face less than a foot from Jesse's. Come on, Viv, he said to his wife. We're walking. Jesse shook his head slightly and kicked Snyder's ankles out from under. Snyder went down suddenly on his left side. Before Snyder could reorient himself, Simpson stepped from the wall, snapped the cuffs on him, and got him on his feet. Jerry, Mrs. Snyder said. You'll see him in a couple of hours, Jesse said. Nobody's going to hurt him. He didn't do nothing, she said as Molly steered her out of the room.